Mrs. Herville described her inability to find a school for Tommy, saying with sad resignation, "There is no school for teaching brown blind children." Blacksall was also aware of other families in the same predicament, and was in contact with Miss A. J. Talk of the Society for the Protection of Child Life in Cape Town, who had three blind coloured children in her care. Whether it was the telephone call from the magistrate or the mother of the blind boy and Mrs. Grippen, the plight of the blind children prompted Blacksall to meet Miss Mary Curry to seek her help and advice. Miss Curry was a formidable lady, of short stature but determined spirit, well known in Cape Town for her humanitarian work among poor and underprivileged people. She was of independent means, her father having been the secretary to Cecil Rhodes for many years. She was a member of the Anglican Church in Cape Town, and had a wide circle of friends who helped her in her humanitarian work, among whom were Lil and Mike Bowen, who were also members of the Cape Town Anglican community. Miss Curry knew that Mike, being a member of the Cape Provincial Council, had contacts with the Provincial Director for Education, who would be an important ally in any efforts to establish a new school. Mike's legal expertise would also be of importance, and being blind, he would be keen to help any cause to help those similarly handicapped. While Blacksall may have been the person to highlight the lack of educational facilities for coloured blind children, it was Mike who had the ability to translate a good idea into a practical proposition. Accordingly, Miss Curry arranged a meeting with Mike in his chambers in Whale Street for herself and Blacksall. At the meeting in early 1926, Mike was moved by Blacksall's story of the plight of the children, and exclaimed, "It is a damned shame, and we will go at once to speak to Dr. Daniel Malone, the Minister of Education, about the matter." Mike put on his hat and gloves, and with Blacksall guiding him, the two men and Miss Curry walked to the nearby Provincial Education Department offices to speak to the Director of Education, who promised to arrange a meeting with the Minister of Education, Dr. Daniel Malone. In due course, Mike, Miss Curry, and Blacksall were invited to the Minister's office in Parliament. Dr. Malone was sympathetic to their request for help and promised that support would be forthcoming if they could form a responsible body to administer the school. Mike, Blacksall, and Miss Curry left Malone's office pleased with the promise given by the Minister and discussed the best way forward. Mike proposed that a public meeting should be organized to raise funds under the auspices of the Archbishop of Cape Town, who would no doubt be pleased to endorse their proposal for starting a school. Over the next weeks and months, a series of meetings took place with small groups to plan a fundraising campaign directed at wealthy citizens and charitable organizations, the Cape Town Community Chest being one such body that raised money for deserving causes. Finally, a public meeting was held on the 26th of July, 1926, in Church House, at which it was decided to form a committee to make plans for the school. It was also decided to hold a public concert of musical entertainment to raise funds. A report of the meeting was published in the next morning's Cape Times, the only existing written record of the proceedings. Mike Bowen, who chaired the meeting, pointed out that unlike countries such as Great Britain, the USA, and Australia, which all provided educational facilities for the blind, no such facility existed in South Africa for coloured and native children. Mike said that any proposal would have the support of the Archbishop of Cape Town,